She emerged from her apartment, the sound of snoring audible from various rooms on her floor, only to find her path blocked. Lee gave her a cocky smile.
Good morning, Sam.
What now, Lee? She asked, her pain making her extra cranky. Sam scratched at her tattoo, feeling the draw of her gift. Vampires healed supernaturally, unlike the Fae. All she had to do was take a little of his power to heal her hand and rid herself of the iron poisoning. Sam took a deep breath, willing herself not to steal from him. She had already taken more from Lee than she usually took from anyone in a month or even a year. Sam was no thief.
As I said yesterday, I need a favor from you.
I'm not dealing with the vampires, Lee, and you know that.
See, the thing is, we know about Carl.
What about Carl?
We know about his favorite pastime.
Sam worked to keep her expression neutral. So far, Lee hadn't said anything actually incriminating against Carl. It could all be a ruse.
And his technology,
added Lee when Sam didn't respond. Sam felt her stomach clench in fear. Carl's mass of black market technology could land him in solitary for a year. Or worse, if Lee actually made good on his threat, her best friend could die.
I don't know what you're talking about, she said, hoping she hadn't already given away her nervousness.
Nice try, Sammy, but I can hear your heartbeat. Hard to lie to a vampire.